You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, coming to you from the rural deserts outside Phoenix, Arizona. Home of the toilet bowl. Oh, did I say that? I meant the Super Bowl. Thank God when that $9 billion industry that doesn't pay taxes goes home. I'm so sick of the traffic. Fortunately, this week we rained on their parade. We had rain all week long until today. We'll be glad to see him go. Anyway, also joining us is Annie DeRiso, our news director, and she'll be bringing us the news in the latter half of the second hour. And in the third hour, we're going to be joined by Mary Tyndall from Vocal, and we're going to be talking about medical kidnapping. And it's something that we've not given a whole lot of attention to on this show, a little bit with the Isaiah Ryder case. That was more just straight CPS child kidnapping. But we're going to talk about medical kidnapping for the purposes of medical experimentation against the will and welfare of children. Unbelievable. You're not going to want to miss that. But we've got a very, very set of exciting topics to talk about. A young man you're soon going to hear right here, right before our show. And I'm talking about Josh McCoy. He'll be debuting his show right before ours. His show is entitled The Radio Underground, and he's going to be starting on March the 1st. And his website is theundergroundradio.com. And here to join us is Josh McCoy, and he's from Birmingham, Alabama, and is broadcasting on one of the state's largest FM stations down there, WYDE-FM. And Josh, we got a lot to get through, don't we, my friend?
Yeah, man, we do. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to talk to you, and I know you're kind of on borrowed time. I know you're dealing with a sick family member, and we certainly respect that and appreciate that, and I'll be talking to you about that during the break and how things are going, depending on how long you can stay with us. But we've got a whole lot of topics, and let me just kind of set the stage for the first big topic that we're going to get to, and that has to do with some information that I've come across on who's really killing the dead bankers. And I've talked to four different people in the independent media, including you, and you're one of the four. And they're all telling exactly the same story. The problem is I can't run with this story on my website at thecommonsenseshow.com because I can't put any blue hypertext links to it because of the fact that these are all confidential sources. But you've come across some stuff with regard to something called the fellow traveler. And I think the way to start this segment is to start there with the fellow traveler. So let's bring our audience up to date on what you've learned about this program and how it's morphed into what it is today.
Yeah, the fellow traveler theory, which is kind of what it's called, it's one of those conspiracy theories. I don't like using that phrase, but that's what the media likes to brand it, so we'll use it. But it's one of those theories that supposedly is kind of on the fringe of everything. You know, I like your show because it always has the news that can't really get anywhere else, and that's kind of what the story is. You really can't find it anywhere else, and trying to find anything on this topic outside of just different sources feeding you information, you just kind of have to piece it together like a jigsaw puzzle. But the fellow traveler theory is what it's become known as, and it has been tied to the dead bankers. It's been tied to, on my show, I tied it to all of the earthquakes that had recently been occurring up in Connecticut and Maryland and even in D.C. Over like the last year, year and a half. But basically, this ties into all kinds of different facets of things. Mainly it ties into the deep underground military bunker theory, the fact that our government's been building these underground bases, network of underground bases, years and years, maybe like the last half century, if not more. And that the whole thing, it ties to the Council on Foreign Relations, it ties to the Trilateral Commission, it ties to everything. But the name Fellow Traveler, it comes from the idea, or the basic theory is that there are these men within the federal government who worked for the U.S. military. They were members of the U.S. military, high-ranking members of the U.S. military. And if you remember, you of course remember this, several months back, Obama purged all of these generals, right, out of the military. And how many was it there? What was it, like 200 or more?
Yeah, 260. That he purged from the military? Exact, yes. Yeah, 260. Yeah,
200 how many?
260 plus.
So he purges all these men from the military. He purges them all out of the Pentagon. These were very high-ranking members of the Pentagon. And the theory is that these men, after losing their job and having all these massive connections that they have inside the government, inside the military, with different factions within all of the political realms of Washington, they have gotten together and are literally fighting a war against the elite, the globalists, those who fired them in a way. We know that Obama doesn't run the country. When people say Obama's killing the country, it's not Obama who makes any of these decisions. It's you know, this faction of elitists, the Council on Foreign Relations, I always say on my show, I say that Obama, the president himself, is like the front man in the band. He's the lead singer of the band. And if the band sucks, you don't like the band, then you throw something at the lead singer. If the band's good, then all the chicks are going to buy the lead singer a drink, and that's the way it works. And that's what the president is. He's the lead singer of the band. You never see the people playing the music. That's really what the president is. He's that lead singer. He's the front man. And so we have all these people who are making all these decisions behind the scenes, but the idea is that they are being systematically eliminated by these so-called fellow travelers, which that's the name that we've begun to hear them called, because they are former members of the military, purged by Obama, purged by the elite. And these were supposedly men who stood up for freedom inside the U.S. military. The reason they were purged was because they were constantly getting in his way. They were constantly blocking things that he was trying to do or they were trying to do. And that's what we have, almost like a war, an underground war going on here. This is the fellow traveler theory.
Yeah, well, the one thing that really caught my attention from what you just said was the fact that these bankers are being assassinated by military. And I was able to follow up on this week, and just really briefly, what I was told was it's not even so much these military, actually it's they're using the black ops to kill them, the ex-Blackwater, people like this. But it's not, they're not doing it out of a sense of patriotism. These military careers have been destroyed because many of them objected to the worthless weapon systems that the military-industrial complex is forcing down their throat at the behest of the bankers, and this is retaliation. This is just straight-out, flat-out revenge killings. Now, is there an element of patriotism? Yeah, but I submit that this really is the, shall I say, the breeding ground for the coming civil war, and it's pretty disturbing here that it's gone this far. Anyway, we're going to step aside, take a break. We'll be back with Joshua Coy after a word from these sponsors. Ooh.
The JFK assassination, the greatest whodunit mystery of the 20th century. Americans know they've been lied to. The Warren Report and many conspiracy theories do not accurately explain what actually occurred. In-depth research findings, featured in John Onesti's new book, Assassination Point Blank, paints a surprisingly new and highly controversial portrayal of what may have actually happened. In Assassination Point Blank, you'll learn how the Secret Service stood down and how the JFK assassination was, in fact, an inside job. You'll discover why William Greer slowed the car, why Governor Connally snuck into the back seat, why the governor's suit was cleaned, why only Clint Hill took action, and the real reason why Jackie climbed on the trunk, and more. Go beyond Lee Harvey Oswald and faceless shooters. Find out what really happened that day. Get your copy of Assassination Point Blank and gain a new perspective of the most heart-wrenching event of the 20th century. Find Assassination Point Blank on Amazon.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back, and you're listening to the Common Sense Show, and we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 9 p.m. to midnight Central, and our special guest is Joshua Coy. And Josh, let's put a cap on what we were talking about here with the bankers. This isn't just confined to the killing of bankers. These earthquakes in Connecticut are also part of this equation, too, because anyone who knows anything about earthquakes knows that what happened there, those earthquakes were too close to the surface to really be earthquakes. What's going on?
Yeah, according to the theory, supposedly, there was a, we all know that over the last week, what, 2-3 weeks, there were these earthquakes in Connecticut, and what a lot of people don't know is that there were also earthquakes in Washington, D.C. Several months back. There were earthquakes in Maryland. And the official story is that, yes, they're just earthquakes. Nothing to worry about here. We're just feeling a little bit of shaking going on, and that's all it is, and go back to watching TV and have a nice day. That's, you know, your typical mainstream media line. But when you begin to dig into it, there are USGS, which is the U.S. Geological Survey, USGS scientists. Whenever there's an earthquake, the federal government, you know, immediately goes to the USGS and grabs some random PhD and throw them on the TV and, you know, tell them X, Y, and Z, and we'll move forward. The problem with that was that when they grabbed some random scientist, they grabbed the wrong one. they grabbed this woman who I'm not going to mention her name, but she lost her job. But she was fired after refusing to go forward with the information stating that these earthquakes aren't earthquakes at all, that they're actually underground explosions. And she even she defined the difference in the way that the seismographs prove an earthquake is, it comes from deep in the earth. The tectonic shift, the plates, but our continent's set on these tectonic plates, and when they shift, we have an earthquake. Well, this USGS scientist stated that these are not earthquakes. These particular incidents in Connecticut, D.C., Maryland, they are not earthquakes, that they're too shallow to be earthquakes, that everything she knows, everything she was taught about science, about geology, there's no way. And she lost her job for this. And one of these generals out of the Pentagon, who also was purged, picked her up and supposedly has begun to work with her, and they're writing a book about this. And again, all of the problem with all this stuff is that people are too quick to, oh, well, that's just conspiracy. That's just more of the same. There are way too many connections that are made. Like you mentioned, the bankers. That's every time you and I have talked, just you and I talking, that's been your angle with the banker. To me, I see the earthquake thing. I see the underground bunker story, which we haven't got to, but that's a part of it. You go with the banker story and the bankers being killed. Actually, I know it's your show, but I'm going to ask you, tell me a little bit about the banker deaths, Dave.
Well, the banker deaths are interesting to me because they're not happening at the upper level. If they were, people like Rothschild, Rockefeller would be looking up from 6 feet deep. And what's happening is mid to upper level bankers are going down, upper level management. And I've raised this question to a couple of my sources. I said, if it is indeed disaffected military ex-contractors and people from organizations like Blackwater that are doing this in concert, why aren't they going right to the top? Answer, when you're engaged in a war, you don't gain as much by killing a general in the midst of a battle as you do by killing the senior non-com on the battlefield who's directing action. And this is what they're attempting to do. And what I was told was these guys are just mad because, as I said earlier before the break, of these worthless weapon systems being rammed down the throat of the military that's putting lives at risk and ruining the careers of senior-level military officers who dare to object to this corporatocracy running our military. And then there is an element of patriotism. And Josh, what I think we're seeing here, real clear, we're seeing the division forming that if the economic collapse, or I should say when the economic collapse comes, we're seeing the division for a civil war in this country. You got DHS on one side, 2,700 armored personnel carriers, 2.2 billion rounds of ammunition. They're sure not going to Afghanistan. They're preparing to fight somebody. The Russian and Chinese troops that I've written about this week, and I've written about it for 2 years now, that are on our soil training. This is how it's going to shape up, and it's going to get ugly here. So that's where I see this going. But you have another angle on this, too. Well, let me ask you a question. Let me put it in the form of a question, and we'll kind of blend into other underground facilities. What is the purpose for these disaffected military types to be blowing up these underground structures?
During a national emergency, you know of something called Rex 84, the Rex 84 plan, the FEMA plan. You mentioned the Russian thing. You wrote a lot about the Russians this week, actually, and using FEMA. They had this bilateral agreement in which FEMA came out and put it into the press that, we're bringing Russians over here, and they're letting people know, don't worry about it. We're bringing them over here, and we're training them. They're gonna help you out during football games and such. We're gonna put them in parades, and they're gonna protect you. They're here to protect your freedom, which is the same thing they always say. It's for terrorism. Don't worry. Yeah, but they're Russians. Yeah, but just shut up and watch TV. That's pretty much the main line. And the whole idea with the Russian thing the FEMA, Russians, you got the VHS, and then you have the disaffected military. But when it all breaks down, supposedly when the rug is pulled out from under the American people, when the economy is destroyed, when this national emergency occurs, supposedly the elite, those in control, go underground. They go to the Denver International Airport, the DIA, which you know about, is one of the largest underground bunkers, underground bases. It goes several floors, several stories underground. And there are these underground military bases. They call them DUMBs. That's the acronym, which is so ridiculous. D-U-M-B, Deep Underground Military Bunker. And supposedly, well, not supposedly, we have proof of it, they're all over the United States, all over it. And different ones are used for different things. Some of them are used as a bunker specifically, only as a bunker, nothing more. Some of them are used for scientific research, the kind of research that can't be done above ground, the kind that is so secretive no one can know about it. Some of them are used for storage. Some of them are used to move nuclear weapons and other weapons underground so that they're not moved above the ground. And the idea of destroying these things, destroying these networks of underground bases, is that a lot of them are a network. They're connected. They're connected by rail. They're connected by even airstrips above ground that are specifically created for no other reason but to bring people into where these deep underground bunkers are located. So this is it's a long-standing plan for the elite to hide like the rats that they are under the earth while we all just, you know, beat the crap out of one another and kill each other and, you know, starve for food, and then eventually yeah. they'll come back up from above ground.
Exactly. You're right about that. It's the rats that they are is a great description of that. And they've got their seed vaults and their high-speed rail underground. And I know a lot of people that worked on DIA, and we'll talk a little bit about that when we come out. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Josh McCoy after a word from these sponsors.
People have experienced the benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change tea. So, are you drinking Life Change tea? Interested? Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes the body just needs a little help. Get the tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea, and it's not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celente's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's a ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thick of my ear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not gonna take it anymore. This is The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Thanks for staying with us through the break. And our special guest is Joshua Coy. And we're talking about, at the moment, deep underground structures. And some of these underground structures are being blown up. Joshua, do you think that the reason they're blowing these structures up, they being ex-military disaffects, do you think they're blowing these up simply to take away the hiding places in times of emergency?
I think that's part of it. I think it also has a kind of a mental aspect to it. I think, you know, we're not only are we destroying your bases, but we're also killing some of your banker friends. I think it has a, you know, what's the phrase that the military likes to use? Psychological warfare. Has a psychological warfare aspect to it.
Right.
There's a piece of psychology there that they love using psychological warfare. You know, they got that from the Nazis. It's a Nazi thing to do. But the idea of these deep underground military bunkers, we're talking about the DIA, the Denver International Airport. There is this old idea which came back in the 1980s called Rex 84. And Rex 84 is still in operation today. It is an idea from FEMA, in which FEMA takes over the Constitution, and the Constitution becomes completely null and void during a time of what they refer to as a national emergency. The catch of that is that nobody can actually specify what a national emergency is until the government makes that statement. So the government is the only one that can say, this is a national emergency. Once one occurs, the Constitution becomes null and void. And supposedly, they begin to hightail it to one of these locations. That's why they're all over the place, so that at any time, basically, they can make it to one, and they're all connected underground so they can now make it from one to the next.
Well,
but yeah, think of it like little rat holes here and there all throughout the country that they can go and hide in. That's pretty much it.
Well, the technology they're using to hollow out these structures underground, as well as their transportation systems, I mean, it's almost like a Canamex highway running underground. They got rail. They got facilities to carry the big rigs and let them roll through. They got intermediate fueling stations. They have a passenger train track, from what I've been told. In other words, basically commuter traffic for the elite. And then they have the military tracks. And it's interesting when you look at how diverse this is. And this system has been in place for a very long time. In fact, Josh, I'm going to throw you a curveball, not something I think you were expecting. But, you know, oh gosh, what was it, Andy? Maybe 5 years ago, we interviewed Nick Begich. And Nick actually, well, he's the expert on HAARP. And he said that HAARP, which can, main purpose of HAARP, he said at one time, was to detect deep underground structures up to a mile deep. And I said, well, I already know we have them. He said, we're not using it here. We're looking to see where our enemies have it, and so we can seek and destroy. And this really led to a cottage industry and the creation of bunker-busting bombs that can go almost as deep as many of these structures, and in some case penetrate right to the structures. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that, again, throwback to Nazi Germany. Believe it or not, that's actually the bunker-busting bomb is a Nazi Germany idea. That's how far advanced that the Nazis were. And another really interesting thing about this is that the elite are all about the occult, and you know that. More and more people are beginning to learn this, that they truly are an occult-based group of people. They believe in all different type of occult practices, and that also is a throwback to Nazi Germany, Operation Paperclip, which we can talk about another time. But the Pentagon, which is built, that they're considered to be their main hub for the U.S. military. The Pentagon is actually built on a piece of land that the Indians abandoned, and they claimed that the land was sour, and that the land was, they actually named the land, pardon my, to be rude about it, but they named the land the Devil's Anus. That's a true story. That's an old Indian name for it. And they claimed that the land was sour and that nothing would grow there, and that it was an evil piece of land, and they stayed completely away from it. And when the government, obviously those who built the Pentagon, when they found out about that, it was the most perfect spot for this satanic occult-based building that would be the central hub of the U.S. military-industrial complex's war machine. That's a true story. Most of you don't even know that.
What kind of, do you think there's some kind of real spiritual properties there on the Pentagon land, or is that more myth and legend?
You've been to the Denver National Airport. The DIA is full of occult symbolism. I mean, it's from the murals that are painted on the wall that, you know, show all kinds of Naziistic pictures and Naziistic ideologies. It's a very occult based building. This is something that they believe in very, very strongly. I mean, it means a great deal to them. Like the way that, you know, Christians believe in Jesus Christ is our Savior. They believe in this. That's how important it is in what they do. People have to understand that.
That's really frightening. You know, you mentioned Operation Paperclip, and I don't think that in all the conversations that you and I have had privately, I don't think that I've ever talked to you about this. Certainly, you know, Annie, no stranger to my family background, knows that my father actually worked in that project, and he said they didn't call it that. But his job at Martin Marietta when he left Naval Intelligence was to work with captured German scientists. They even had a Russian in the unit he worked with at Martin Marietta plant outside Littleton, Colorado, up in Coal Creek Canyon in the mountains, which is, oh, probably as a crow flies, I would imagine, about 45, 50 miles from DIA. And from there, they brought forth a lot of technology that's in use today. Now, nothing as far as the tunnel-making capacity. Most of it was aerial flight, vertical liftoff craft and such. But people who thumb their nose at Operation Paperclip, I'm here to tell you it's real. Josh, actually, when I was a little kid, and I'm talking maybe 3, 4, 5 years old, and I was sick, I remember my dad had a couple of the Germans, and my dad spoke fluent German because that's where his side of the family is from. And they had him over. Wow. They were speaking German. I was fluent in German when I was young. We had our grandmother living with us. And they were just, we had the Germans walking through the house. And when I was growing up, we used to get the national security visits from Secret Service, the FBI. We got those about every 6 months. So, yeah, I know all about Operation Paperclip. That is the real deal. And really one of the main places they worked on, Operation Paperclip, was right there at that plant in Littleton, Colorado.
Wow, that's I didn't even know that. I did not know that about your background, man. You know, I'm in Birmingham. Birmingham is where I broadcast my show out of, and which heard all over the state. But in Huntsville, Alabama, is where we have the Von Braun Civic Center and the Von Braun Science Center, which was named after Werner von Braun, who was a Nazi. Well, I think, I can't remember if he was SS or not, but he was a Nazi scientist that we brought over during Paperclip. And for those who don't know, we brought Nazi scientists over from what used to be Nazi Germany right after World War II was over. The first thing we did was send people over there to gather up all of these scientists and bring them back over here. And we gave them American citizenship, we gave them a home, we gave them a car, we gave them a pension. And many of them, not all of them, but many of them were war criminals.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of them that we did the biological and chemical weapons programs with, now my dad didn't see this end of it, but he was aware of it, that many of these guys were people that illegally used bio and chemical weapons on the death camp population. And it was, I have to tell you, almost everything evil. In fact, Jim Mars, good friend of the show, he's made this statement several times on our show. He has said, we might have won World War II on the battlefield, but the Nazis actually won the war. Because look at what we've got. We've got Homeland Security. And where did they come from? From Wolf. And who was he? The head of the East German Stasi, outgrowth of the old Nazi SS. And you look at what we're doing now with our surveillance state apparatus. It's all Nazi Germany stuff. The satellite technology we got a lot of that for the Nazis. They were actually working on the concepts at the end of the war. So the multi-stage rockets that we use, I mean, all of it came from the Nazis. And so I think Jim is right on the money when he said, really, that the Nazis truly won the war.
I wholeheartedly agree with him. And Jim Mars is one of my all-time favorite writers, from everything from the DHS to even something that I have something that irritates me to death is what they call the Real ID Act, which is basically them wanting to create this national ID card that would have a GPS tracking device in it, and people think, oh, well, we already have a driver's license, we can have a Real ID Act or a national ID card. Nothing at all wrong with that. They actually have put into the Real ID Act a statement that says that you can't open a bank account if you don't have your national ID card, that if you're pulled over or stopped by a cop on the side of the road or whatever, they can stop you to specifically ask, do you have your national ID card? If you don't, you can be held until a background check can be ran by the FBI. That's in the act. That's pure Nazi Germany, show me your papers, Nazism, baseline Nazism.
Well, it's the source of what Steve Quayle coined the phrase, the red list, which is people like you and me and Annie, who are supposedly at the forefront of any dissident movement in the eyes of the establishment, they come to get us first, and we're eliminated with extreme prejudice. Well, that whole concept about wiping out dissident leadership in time of martial law takeover, it came out of Nazi Germany. It's not unique to Nazi Germany, but they're the ones that modernized it and popularized it, and it is part of our genre today in our surveillance state. Josh, I don't know if you're aware of this or not. Speaking of the surveillance state, have you heard about these light poles coming out that are Homeland Security products? Yeah. And they're surveillance devices? They're called IntelliStreets. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, They're called the IntelliStreets or IntelliSense system, and they even have a motion detector on them. They have a motion detector. They have a camera. They record all conversations. This is my favorite part. They record all conversation on the street and then send those recordings back to the Department of Homeland Security's computers. Now think about that. What does that do? That makes it to where if you're hanging out on the street, you're just walking down the street downtown with a friend or whatever, going to a movie, and all of a sudden somebody brings up Obama. Let's say you see an Obama bumper sticker on somebody's car as they drive by. So you're just walking with your friend, and you say something about the president. You make fun of Obama. What you don't know is that you're being recorded by this street light that you just passed. It grabs up all of the day's recordings, sends it to the DHS. The DHS computer goes through it looking for keywords. You think that's far-fetched? No. Finds these keywords, and then if they wanted, they can go back to that specific light post, find the person who made that statement, because it has a camera on the light post as well. This is, and again, what's it for, Dave? Well, it's to protect us from terrorism. gotta get those terrorists, Dave. They're everywhere. My God, don't you care about terrorism protection, Dave? You're part of the problem, Dave. That's what it is.
Yeah, well, I know. I think you and I and Annie, we're the terrorists. And at least in the eyes of the people. Well, you know, let me tell you how far I've been told this technology goes. I brought up IntelliStreets. I said, they can scan you for a gun, and they can speak to you about not jaywalking. And, I mean, real-time artificial intelligence that can adapt and program itself as it goes. I mean, this is how advanced it gets, but it gets worse, folks. They can lift your retinal scan and match it to a voice inflection, your voice print that they can lift. And they can also lift your fingerprints. If your palms show up, they got your fingerprints. So they can scan you in any possible way, and then they can match your statements to what you have. And here's where it gets really interesting, Josh. What I have been told by friends of mine that have been in the NSA at various times, friends of Annie as well, is that they have cataloged all of us, and all of us have a threat matrix score based on how many negative, in quotes, websites we've visited, how many negative statements we make, the keywords in our emails, our cell phone conversations. It all is processed by computers and goes into a gigantic database, and we are all scored, and they move red lines and blue lines around. In other words, if Rex 84 was to be initiated tomorrow, these people above the red line, they're targeted for elimination. The people between the red line and the blue line, permanent detention, possible elimination. This is how far this technology has gone.
See, that, again, and what's, I don't know if people know this or not, but it's the same line that they've used since 9/11, and 9/11 is what we have. You can't really, it's not 9/11 you blame. You blame the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act created the Department of Homeland Security. The Patriot Act created the TSA. I flew before 9/11 in the pre-9/11 world. I wasn't molested and searched at the airport, and I even left the country. And I came back into the country. I mean, they looked through my clothes in my suitcase, closed my suitcase, and that was it. 9/11 happens. And now, in order to, you know, fly from here to the next state, you got to go through a prostate examination. That, you know, and what is it for you? Terrorism. You got to protect against terrorism. They've used terrorism as this evil bad guy that we all have to be afraid of 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And again, Dave, after the Reichstag fire in Nazi Germany, to go back to that again, This is the book, the Nazi playbook is used daily by the elite to pretty much put together their next move, how they're going to take our freedoms from us. After the Reichstag was burnt, after the German parliament was burnt down, the very next day, before that day, in the pre-Reichstag fire world of Nazi Germany, they had the right to own a gun. the Nazis allowed them that right. They had the right to free speech. They had the right to not have their phone tapped. When they had their 9/11 event, when they had their parliament burnt down, when the Reichstag fire happened, next day they outlawed the ability to own a weapon. They began to take away right after right of the German Constitution. They took away the right to free speech. They began to tap their phones. They began to read their mail. And what was the reason? They said, we have to prevent terrorism.
Yeah, in
nothing
particular,
new under the sun.
They referenced the communists. Yeah, actually, my dad's side of the family lived through that. And they saw what was coming. And they got out through England and eventually came here to the United States. But what was interesting when I've discussed this with my father is it happened in the blink of an eye. Here in the United States, it's been a little different model. We've kind of spaced things out since 9/11. We've had over 13 years of basically systematically taking away rights to where the German people were shocked and many of them fled. You know, a lot of the nuclear scientists fled. But here in America, it's happened so slowly. To many people, it's barely noticeable.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. And that's, you know, that's, again, that's by design. Every bit of that is by design. The government hires more sociologists. Most people don't know this either. The government hires more sociologists than anyone else. Well, sociology is the study of groups of people. It's the study of mainly how to manipulate, how you can manipulate, how people are manipulated in large groups. You know that better than anybody.
Well,
it's the government that hires these people.
I teach the subject at the undergraduate level. In fact, I think because I know a little bit about history and I teach this subject, I can almost tell you how it's going to happen, Josh. We're going to see a horrific loss of life. It's not just going to be cyber terrorism. We're going to see massive casualties. It's going to really piss people off, and they're going to use the principle called groupthink, and they're going to try to get everybody on the same page, being really angry at the same time to accept the coming Third World War, but there'll be a precursor event, which will be, we got to do martial law to protect you. And that's when the roundups start. That's when the exterminations start. We'll find out the meaning of why 30,000 guillotines were brought into the country 15, 20 years ago. It's going to get really ugly, and I hate to say this. I mean, I hear myself talk, and I go, step away and grab your sanity, Dave. But, Josh, the only thing that would really inflame the American people to a level of accepting a war, accepting martial law, would be massive casualties. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah. I tell people all the time, when 9/11 happened, we were literally, if you look at it from a medical standpoint or from a psychological standpoint, as a group of people, we were in shock. We were in a clinical state of legitimate shock for weeks after that, months after 9/11. Remember, do you remember we weren't allowed to laugh for a little while, and you had guys like David Letterman and Jay Leno who would not go on the air or would not tell jokes on the air for several weeks after 9/11. That's how people forget that. That's how severe this shock was. The government immediately took advantage of that shock, that state of shock. They knew that we would be. They knew we would be in shock, and they knew they could take advantage of it. And what was the first thing they did? They said, if you don't want this to happen again, you've got to hand us over your rights, and you've got to do it in a way to where we can wipe them away very quickly, and you won't even feel anything. It's like ripping off a Band-Aid. Don't worry. Give us this Patriot Act. And what you know, Ron Paul, of all people, what did Ron Paul say? Are you calling it the Patriot Act? Because if I don't like it, that means I'm not a patriot. Are we that transparent here? And
having
like three or four people didn't sign it. He was right. He was right. And for months after 9/11, anybody who questioned either 9/11, anybody who asked a question about 9/11, and you had people who lost family members. You had firemen, you had structural engineers who were asking legitimate questions about the act of 9/11. And they were being called terrorists. They were being called anti-American. This was a psychological warfare action. And since that day, since that, you know, terrible Tuesday morning, Nothing has been the same. Nothing.
No, it hasn't. And you know, one of the things, and it's just amazing to me how things just slip by people. 9/11 happens. Anyone in the Middle East is a terrorist, and we legitimized our wars in Afghanistan, who had nothing to do with 9/11. We legitimized our war with Iraq, and Bush even publicly admitted that Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with 9/11. But it was basically anyone in the Middle East could come and get us at any time, so we've got to go get them. By the way, we'll take their oil while we're at it, preserve the petrodollar. And then it shifted. Do you remember about, was it 2007, 2008, the MEAC report came out, and it changed what a terrorist was. It was a Ron Paul supporter, a Second Amendment supporter, a libertarian, someone who was a pro-constitutionalist or someone who believed in the Bible. And yep. So we saw a shift about 6-7 years ago, and it's never been the same. We haven't looked back. We're the terrorists. The American people are the terrorists.
Yep, and they immediately began teaching the police, the local police, in small towns all across the country, they began teaching them that anyone who supports the Constitution of the United States of America is a terrorist. And the absolute idiocy of that statement, you would think, would be enough to make someone go, wait, what? I'm supposed to arrest or go after people who like America? I'm sorry, what now? Who would listen to that and then go, okay, sure, I'll do that. That sounds like a good idea. Where do they find these people? But what did they do? They brought in, this is a government expert. He's from XYZ University, and he studied all about terrorism, and he's going to tell you that the Founding Fathers are terrorists. And anybody who doesn't say that the Founding Fathers are terrorists, well, they're a terrorist too. Wow, guess what we learned today, kids? And this is what they did. And it worked. It worked. Easy.
Well, we've been talking to Joshua Coy here from Radio Underground, and he's got a station. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break, but we'll talk about his program and the fact that he's going to start here on this network on March the 1st, and we've got great things planned. Josh, can you hang around for a little while in the second hour? We've got some other topics we haven't gotten to yet.
Yeah, sure, man. I can hang out.
That would be great. So we'll come back, and we're also going to tell you about our newest sponsor. If you want to get healthy, you're going to want to hear this, and can't wait to tell you about this, and we'll be back with Joshua Coy after a word from these sponsors. Our top of the hour break, you have time to get a drink, relax, and we'll see you back here in just about 6 minutes.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.